Read on, August 2022. A new use for the American shopping mall. The big spaces where people once shopped are being repurposed for healthcare, housing, and education. American English by Jessica Stewart. According to the New York Times, over 12,000 retail stores closed in 2020 in the U.S. Many of them were in malls. Rather than go to the mall, more and more customers are shopping online or going to cheaper discount stores. Big department stores like Sears and JCPenney were once used by malls as anchors to draw customers inside. But many of those big stores have left or even declared bankruptcy. Green Street, a real estate analytics firm, says this has left U.S. malls with around 750 empty department store anchor spaces. Now, some malls may have found a solution to their problems. Fewer stores, more doctors. Hospitals and medical clinics are moving into the empty anchor spaces. A mall in Rochester, New York, for example, has filled a closed Sears department store with a 350,000 square foot healthcare center. Once it's up and running, the center will be able to provide services like hip and knee replacement surgeries. One mall near Boston, Massachusetts, has had a large medical center inside it for some time now. Brigham and Women's Hospital moved there in 2009, and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute plans to open there later this year. The mall's general manager says that the mall lets hospitals come where their patients are, and that the hospital, in turn, brings an almost Disney-like flow of people to the mall every day. Shubha Srinivasan, a professor of management and marketing at Boston University, says that the hospitals can help the struggling retail stores. Even if people mostly shop online, they'll still need medical care. And if they're already at the mall for that medical care, then they may just decide to do a little shopping inside. While some malls are opening their doors to medical centers, others are finding different uses for their empty spaces. The state of New York recently turned a closed mall into affordable housing for low-income senior citizens. In North Carolina, the game developer Epic Games bought a mall, which it plans to turn into its global headquarters. And in Idaho, the Alturas Preparatory Academy, a school for children in grades 6 to 12, has taken over an empty Sears store inside a mall. American shopping malls have so far shown that they can survive if they just rethink their spaces. Good news for them. A study published last year about the number of people going to malls in the U.S. Visitor numbers, it said, were 5% higher than they were before the pandemic.